Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Optus Sport and our post-match show and, of course, the Optus Sport football podcast. If you're tuning in, you have missed the most magical Matildas Day and also a stoic English come-from-behind win over Colombia, where they have walked into their third semi-final in three World Cups. Always semi-finalist. Never been further than that, though. We're about to dissect that and this game. Jess McDonald, Kath Kanouli, Kote Rojas, joining me in the studio. I'm a little emotionally drained at the moment, but I still cannot wipe the smile off my face. Also very much looking forward to this game between Australia and England. But first, we need to focus on what's just played out here on the pitch at a very packed out Sydney Stadium.
Yeah, my son was at this game, so I'm a little jealous he got to be there. But, you know, at the end of the day, the better team did win. We have to give a round of applause for this Colombian side. I mean, they have really collected more Colombian fans throughout this World Cup than beforehand. And I think they gave England a very good run for their money, but England was obviously the better side.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, they won, didn't they? So the scoreboard never lies. But, Kote, you must be super proud to watch this South American side and their journey through this World Cup, ranked 25th in the world, and they've come in and they drew first blood against England.
And I think, look, they did match the physicality. They did match, you know, the whole England really well. They create few chances less than England, but they still, you know, until the end, they were pushing, never giving up. And I think, you know, making proud the whole community, not just Colombian again, but Latin America. Great goal. Again, Lacey Santos didn't have to actually put power on that shot. She just tipped that over. And what a great also moment for herself.
No, she gave herself literally 10 centimetres outside the defender to whip that one in.
That's all good strikers need. She knew exactly what she was doing, the way she sizes up that defender. She gets that little bit of that edge and just whips it in behind. She knew exactly what she was doing. As soon as the defender squares up, that's your moment to hit it, and she's hit it perfectly.
They feel pretty sweet, Jess, when they come in like that.
Oh, absolutely. Chef's kiss, absolutely. And those are the moments that, you know, you wish upon as a striker, basically.
Well, and just when we thought we were going into the halftime break with Colombia leading, it was in added time of the first half that England drew level with one of the worst goals we've probably seen this team score, a goal box scramble that ended up in the back of the net.
Exactly. Look, it was coming. England was dominated. They were attacking with 3-4 players, and sometimes 5. Here, big mistake. You know, the goalkeeper, unlucky. Unfortunately, she had that. No communication with the defender. And, yeah, unlucky for Colombia, but, you know, England was pushing. They wanted to.
You've got to ask, Kath, what the defenders were doing here, because the goal scorer, Lauren Hemp, in the end, was standing free and just pounced.
I think they're just a lack of concentration. When we know once a goal is scored within the next 5 minutes especially, you need to be switched on. And in this moment here, Colombia just had a lapse of concentration, because it can be a different game going into the halftime break with 1-0 up. You know, mentally you can come out and it's different, but to go into break 1-1, it sort of changes the mentality of the whole group.
It's not normal for England to be able to fight back from goals down. So they've dug deep to even get to that point, Jess. The halftime talk obviously settling things and spurring them on. They had the better of the second half. Colombia looked a bit long in the leg and then they pounced.
Yeah, sometimes that's all you need is just that one moment to come back. And, you know, give credit to England for coming back, no matter how pretty or ugly a goal is. But, hey, a goal's a goal. But, you know, there was a little lapse for the Colombian side. They just turned off for a second. And, you know, left back was out of place, right back was out of place, goalkeeper made a mistake. But, hey, hats off to Alessia Russo on this second goal for England. She's a former Tar Heel, which I like to brag about.
And a one-time teammate?
Yeah. No, we trained together, so I've given her a couple rides back to her dorm.
Can I just point out as well, Georgia Stanway, the way she receives that ball on the back foot and actually plays Russo in for that forward run, the movement there and the way that they switch the ball and the point of the attack is just unbelievable. And the pinpoint finish from Russo was just absolute world class.
And I have to say, as a striker, if I had my 10 in front of me sitting in that half space, I mean, we're going to do damage. So that's literally my favorite pocket for a midfielder to be in for that diagonal ball.
And look, I think the defender still made a mistake, but you got to be there and you got to have that instinct to score that goal because, again, that was a defendable. She unfortunately, again, missed timing. And then again, the England score, credit to them. I think they show how powerful they are and how also fit they are.
Well, they said before this match there was work to be done, but all they cared about was getting through. And that is exactly what they have done in our final quarterfinal. It is England victorious over Colombia 2-1. And that means the semi-finals are set.
We're into the semis and just one game away from a World Cup final. The semi-finals are mouth-watering and all live on Optus Sport. Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, it's Spain-Sweden. La Roja have been playing beautiful football, but can they get past the storming Swedes and their sensational keeper, Musovic? Wednesday, it's Australian sporting history. The Aussies are in the semis. Now they take on the old enemy for a place in the World Cup final. 7 p.m. Eastern, Australia take on England. The semi-finals of the FIFA Women's World Cup are all live on Optus Sport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, absolutely unbelievable scenes they were from Brisbane Stadium. Their tears were streaming here in the studio. Tears were streaming there in the stadium. Absolutely outstanding result for Australia. Kath, as a former Matilda, explain to us what this moment meant.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud to have a cap number 174. I'm so proud that I actually remember that now. But these girls, what they've done for this nation, what they've done for football in this country is unbelievable. And every single player before them, this is for them. This is for every little girl, every little boy in Australia, because this is going to put Australian football on the map. And I'm super proud that I've been one of the ones that got the privilege to wear that jersey.
And it was a Matilda's never say die performance because we had missed moments, you know, goals disallowed, drama, the extra time, the penalties, that more penalties than we've ever seen in a Women's World Cup before. Australia winning 7-6 in the end. France, of course, missing. And then Australia getting us through. Mackenzie Arnold, absolutely outstanding, Jess.
Yeah, if there's anything that you want from your goalkeeper in moments like this, it's obviously make as many saves as you possibly can. And what a world-class keeper Mackenzie Arnold is. I didn't even know what to expect of her, but she stepped up for her team, saved as many as she could. Unfortunate that she missed her penalty kick, but hey, she saved more than, you know, Australia had missed, so if there's anything that you should be proud of, it's Mackenzie Arnold making these saves.
And this moment where she had to retake the penalty because Macca had moved and then she gets up and stares down the referee was one of my favourite moments.
I love it. That's typical Macca. She'll just stare you down. But how amazing was it that she, you know, she steps up to take a penalty, which I was super, super surprised. She saves it and then steps up again. And then Courtney Vine in this moment, amazing to see, made in the Liberty A-League. Sydney FC players, been there for multiple years and been a stalwart of that Sydney FC side, to step up and to calm, put that ball in the bottom right-hand corner is just superb.
An absolutely outstanding evening, Gorte.
Yeah, very happy to see that moment again because I played with Courtney with a Sydney FC and, you know, it makes me very happy, but not just for her, but for Matilda. I've been here now 8 years and I think I feel very happy for you all, for my family here, for friends, and for the girls that are growing up and look at them, and the boys as well. You know, look at the Matildas has. You know, I want to one day be there and put that jersey. And I think football here is growing since I got here. I see that grow, and it makes me Very, very happy. Very happy to see that step that you guys are doing.
So. It's absolutely exploded following this World Cup. And we're not even finished yet, but it is time to get some post-match reaction. Let's start with the coach, Tony Gustavsson.
Is this like the biggest night in your football career?
Sorry?
Is this the biggest night in your football career?
Obviously emotional now, but yes, I won medals. But I said to the team before this game, it's not about the medal around your neck. It's about the heart beating on the backside of it. And the heart that beat it tonight in this team and in this country, unbelievable.
The crowd, how have they been?
Thank you. I mean, this team, thanks for supporting in them. Thanks for believing in them. You are part of this win. And I said to the team, we're in a tight circle, you know it. And we kept it really tight. But tonight, we're bringing right into it. You belong to this team tonight, every single person in this country. So thanks for the support.
Well, Mini, what a result. Can you just talk us through that game tonight?
It was crazy. We knew that it was going to go down to the wire. We knew that we had, if we had to play 120 minutes, we were ready for it, and whoever stepped on the field was going to do a job. We probably let the pens go on for a bit too long. I don't think the rest of the crowd would have enjoyed that. But, we knew we were going to pull through. We have so much belief in this team, and I think you can see it. You can see it in our eyes. You can see it the way we stand together as a team, the subs together, the nation together. We had full belief that we were going to do it.
Maka was just an absolute... She was the safest hands you could have had tonight. Can you just talk us through what it meant to know that she was the one in the net tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we go against her at training when we practice pens, and she saves most of them, so it felt good that it wasn't us. And, I mean, she's earned this moment. You know, this has been coming for a long time for her, and she's always been amazing at pens, and I'm just so happy for her. She deserves every bit of, accolade she gets from tonight.
What went through your mind when you missed that penalty? Because it's a chance to win the game, but the strength to turn it around again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to dwell on that for a while, I think. Obviously, I just wanted to keep doing my job. The one that, I stepped off the line, a bit unfortunate, but like I said, that's what I'm supposed to do, so I'm glad I could do it.
And the crowd, how amazing have the crowd been tonight?
Unreal. This is why I love Brisbane. Queensland, grown, and yeah, I'm so proud to say I'm from this place, and the fans have been absolutely unreal the whole tournament.
And can you go on and win it now?
Yeah, of course.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy
so much.
The night.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.
So awesome to hear from the coach and the players. And, of course, didn't matter where you were watching it, did it? You were jumping around like a lunatic, actually. Having an absolutely amazing time. They were the scenes here at Optusport HQ ahead of the game we've just witnessed where England won. It was the most monumental, amazing night in Australian football history, certainly for me, certainly for you, Cannulli, and paving the way for future generations of footballers to come. I was definitely shaking after that one.
I can't believe we've got footage of that. That is so embarrassing, but that just shows what it means to each and every one of us Australians. It's just such a beautiful moment, and to share it in this studio with you guys, I'll never forget this.
All right, well, it is Spain and Sweden on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday. Oh, what an epic matchup this will be. It is Australia taking on England. It has been the most momentous, memorable Matilda's Day I've ever been a part of. Jess McDonald, Kath Cannulli, Cote Rojas, thank you for taking this journey with us, and thank you at home for watching us on Optus Sport. Don't miss out. Make sure you check back in on Tuesday for the first of our semi-finals. Until then, good night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.